Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos Chazon. I guess the Darche Hashkacha would have it as we read the Haftorah, already the words of Yeshayahu ringing in our ears, V'yashiva shoftayich k'varishona v'yotzayich k'vatchila acharei chen yikari l'achir hatzedek kiryo ne'emanoa, that we would come to the Rambam, literally Erev Shabbos Chazon, when we're studying all about the Shoftayich, that actually deals exactly with this issue. The Rambam writes, "But chilek shenivne beis hamikdash hayu bezdin hagadol yoshin blishka sagashe shahaisa beezer sral v'makom shayu yoshin b'chol aya shein yeshiva beazara l'malchei beiz David," the famous sugi of Yeravim in Nevat, that he couldn't bear, you know, the authenticity of the line of Malchei Beis David. Uchshaniskalkel haShura, we talked about this yesterday, Mishe Rabu Ratzchanim, that they went into Galus, self-imposed exile, Arbaim Shana Kodem HaMikdash, right, the Chanos, the Asara Galuyos that are recorded in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed. Uchshaniskalkel haShura, Galu Mimakom Lamakom, the Asara Mekom was Galu, V'sofan LeTiveria, Umisham lo amar bezin agadol arata, despite the fact that the Rambam, famously with his Chiddush HaSmicha, read that if everybody could agree, fascinating thing that took place, an entire movement which picked up steam in the 16th century, took place in Tzvat. V'kabbalah hi shebetveria asidin lachs or tchila umisham ne'etokin lamikdash. The Kabbalah the Rambam is referring to is most likely the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, and Maimer, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says regarding Tiveria, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Misham Asidin Ligol Shenemar Hisnari Me'ofar Kumi Shivi. And from there they'll march to Jerusalem. I'll come back to that in a second. Just a point of historical note. Obviously, the Radvaz is part of the Chabura in Tiveria, of course, the leading halachic authority in Egypt, and then came to Eretz later in his life. So the Radvaz says, "Amru Chazal Shasid Mashiach Ligalus Tchila Begalil." Right. So that is a biographical point. Ve'efsher Shehu Yismach Bezdin Agadol Sham B'Tiveria Shiyismucha Legalil Ve'avu Bishacharei Va'ata Tibana Misham Yalul Yerushalayim Yireinenu V'Yismach Libenu Amen. So we could certainly say Amen to that. I just wanted to make a Heyara L'Shita Sarambam. Again, the Lashonos here are very beautiful, but I think there's a particular connotation for the Rambam. The Rambam emphasized, as we've been so careful to try to document, the idea of Ish Mipi Ish, of the line, unbroken line, Moshe Rabbeinu. And so the idea isn't just, okay, so we left them off in Tveria, let's go back there, but the idea is continuity, that it's as we said, V'ashiva Shoftayach Kivari Shona, V'yotayach Kivat Chila, that the point is that there's continuity, that even though again we're talking about 2 millennia essentially of discontinuity in a certain respect, whether we pick up right where we left off, that the chain of Torah is unbroken. And I think you hear echoes of Yeshayahu exactly in the phraseology of the Rambam. Misham lo amad bezdin gadol arata v'kabalahi shebetveria asidin lachzor tchila kivat chila misham ne'etokin lamikdash, and then proudly they will ascend to their rightful place in the mikdash, kimitzion teitzei sora u'devar Hashem Yerushalayim. And we can say that indeed, as we leave each other off, not typically as we do until Sunday, but until Monday, we can say to all of us that we should draw chizuk from that vision, that glorious vision of Shavtayich, Roshanav Yotzayach, Kivat Chila, Acharechei, Nikari Lachir Hatzedek, Kiryav Ne'emana, Tzien B'mishpat Yipadeh, V'shaveha B'tzdaka, that Tzdaka Mishpat will carry the day, and that we will be party to that resurrection of Tzedaka and Mishpat. We don't usually finish off this way, it's not our style, but certainly with the Yom HaMar V'Hanimhar looming above us, which is a moed, in the sense that we anticipate wonderful things to come, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek.